Kelly, could you describe what a setting the bar story is?
Well, typically it's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, many ways to make a love connection. Armed robbery probably isn't one of them. So if you can manage to make it through the day without robbing a woman, then asking her out on a date, you're doing okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Hoosiers, we're coming for you.
Oh, boy.
Damien, right there up in Indianapolis, robbed a woman outside her home last month, pointed a gun at her, and she handed over $100 in cash. This from WTHR.
Afterwards, Boyce allegedly asked the victim, with the gun still pointed at her, if she had a boyfriend.
Bold move.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it doesn't hurt to ask, I guess.
And then asked if she would add him on Facebook.
Court records show Boyce pointed out his profile to the victim and watched her at him, saying he would pay the money he stole back to her. He then fled the scene on a bicycle.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They even exchanged some Facebook messages later.
Are you kidding me right now?
Yes, Damien was still trying to score a date, promising to pay her back. At one point, he's like...
She was entertaining it.
Yeah, well, maybe she's trying to get him caught, you know? And at one point, he said, man, it's a blanked way to meet, but you was too pretty to rob.
Maybe this could be our story.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he was arrested, by the way. So,
got it.
Anyways,
so it may be a little delayed if they ever do put together a date.
Yeah, unclear if he was romantically interested in any of the other people that he tried robbing. But anyways... setting the bar, and really no word on whether or not they are going to get to go out on a date.
I was going to say, this is going to need a follow-up, I feel like.
I know. So
you can manage invested now.
To make it through the day without robbing a woman, then asking her out on a date, you're doing okay.
Wow. Well, this, you know what? Here's hoping for a happy ending.
So
A, he's not going to rob anybody else. B, maybe she's the one that turns it around for him.
So this is where we need to hear your strange how we met stories. Maybe you can't beat, well, I was robbing your mother, and then I decided when I looked into her eyes, oh, she's cute, and
she's
then asked her out. Maybe you can't beat that, but maybe you do have an interesting story, all right? 502-795-1997. Brett's involves a gorilla, so we'll get to his story and yours on the way coming up after 7 on 99.7 DJX. Thanks to the dude who robbed a woman, then asked her out on a date, we asked, what are your strange how we met stories? I don't know if you can beat the, well, I was going to rob your mother, but then I looked into her eyes and I saw those big brown eyes looking back at me, and I fell in love.
She cute.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Brett, I was drunk, walking home from a county fair with some weird medium-sized stuffed gorilla. I stopped some girl walking by and told her I won this for the most beautiful girl I saw. I handed it to her.
That's a good line.
And drunkenly stated my phone number for her. She was kind of caught off guard, and my roommates told me how big of a jerk I was. 2 days later, she called. We started dating a week later.
Stop it. Success.
Success. It all started with a stuffed gorilla.
Well, and the fact that she, like, either remembered or took note of his phone number.
Yeah.
And followed up. Like, that's impressive.
Yeah, right? That is impressive indeed. Lisa, my parents lived across the street from one another. My mom started washing her car to get my dad to come over. Apparently, it worked.
Hey, yo.
Hey there.
Got a clean car and some romance.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, didn't say what she was wearing to wash the car, that's for sure.
I think we have an idea.
Tanya said, I just found out that my parents met when my dad mashed a piece of bread into a ball in his college food court, tossed it in the air behind him, and it landed a few tables down in my mother's shirt.
What? How in the world
it's like you
did that translate into? Ow.
Yeah, you walk over.
That guy's hot.
Hey, your bread landed in my bra.
That's so bizarre.
Right?
It's really bizarre.
These are the strange how we met stories.
Wendy said my friend's dad was studying to become a priest. His mom was doing the same to be a nun. They met, dropped out, have been together 30 plus years now. Oh, wow.
They both decided, nope, can't.
We found our calling. Yeah, nope, that is. I'm going to hang up because I want that call.
A life of chaste is not for me.
Yeah.
Then Jessica said, I was interning at the time. He was already on staff. I came in one day and there was a caricature of me on a napkin sitting on my desk. I asked who drew it and where it came from. He turned around and said he had drawn it and that when he saw my face, he, quote, had to draw me.
Oh, how very Titanic.
Wow.
When he's like, you know, painting her, right?
Paint me like one of your French women.
Sketching her, yes. That is, wow. Very unusual.
I still like Brett's. I was drunk coming back from the fair, had a stuffed gorilla. Hey, I won this for the prettiest girl, and guess what? It's you.
Here's my digits. Call me. And she did.
She did. That's great. All right, 502-795-1997 if you've got anything to add.